out of everything you've written, is there one song you feel like you really hit out of the park that you're like, man, this is as good as I can do?
Wow. Well, you know, I write a lot of songs, and it's really, I love writing songs because you sit down, you know, and you think, okay, I've got a blank sheet. What do I do? And you just, like, at the end of the session, you come out and you've actually got a song. It's such a great experience. For instance, when Perry Merg sends me these tracks, and it's kind of it's like a blank canvas, you know, if you're an artist, as it were, you were painting or something. And you listen to the music and you just think, okay, what do I want to sing here? What do I want to say here? What's the music saying to me? And then at the end of the session, you come out with a new story. I love that. But the favorite one of mine, it depends really, because it's different from day to day. I like Shooting Star, for instance, because I just like the fact that it's a story, and it delivers a message, and it's rock and roll, but it's almost a country song too, you know.
And once again, we're talking with Paul Rodgers. You know him from Free, Bad Company, The Firm, so much more. You've put out a lot of material yourself with others. Do you ever take time for yourself to listen to music? And if so, can you maybe name some of your favorite artists from the past and then maybe something today that you enjoy?
Well, I listened in when I was about, you know, when I was a kid, I was 13 and 14. I listened to a lot of soul and blues, people like Otis Redding and Ray Charles and Sam and Dave, Wilson Pickett, you know, a lot of blues like Howlin' Wolf, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Elmore Jones, a lot of blues and soul. And I still love that music, actually. I mean, I still put that on to relax, and it still it moves me an awful lot. I'm actually going to go down to Memphis and record a tribute to Stax, because a lot of the music that I loved came out of Stax. You know, Steve Cropper and Duck Dunn and all those guys, and Booker T, man. You know, Green Onions. Down, but down, down. I love all that stuff, you know. Today, I like it's the Five Fingers of Death. They did a good version of the acoustic version of Bad Company. I like that. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. They did a good job. We play both their version and
do you?
And your version there. Yeah.
Well, I think it's great. It's a great compliment if someone, you know, thinks enough of your song to record it. It's great.
Well, we call this segment right here the Book of Rock and Roll, and I'm sure your head holds volumes of stories of working with artists, being out on the road. Is there one time where you have been at a far-off location with undescribable circumstances that you said to yourself after it was all over, wow, now I've lived?
Well, you know, actually, excuse me, when I was working with Queen, I mean, it's playing, really, with Queen, we went to a place called Kharkov. And I, to be honest with you, I never even heard of Kharkov before we went there. It's way in Eastern Europe, you know, and it's a beautiful place. We had 360,000 people turn up in this huge square. It's the biggest square in Europe, and they tell me it's visible from the moon, although I'd like to know how they proved that. But anyway, and so, you know, we had all these people, and it was amazing, really. It was an AIDS do, as it were, you know. And they had this long thrust that went right out into the audience. It was 40 feet long. And I saw all these strange balloons floating about, and I thought, these are funny balloons. What shape? They're a strange shape. And they were condoms blown up, so that was funny. And then right opposite the stage was the old KGB building, you know, the you know those guys, the KGB and all that. And it was amazing to me. I thought right there, you know, how rock and roll has crossed so many barriers. Here we are playing in the square, in 360,000 people, and right opposite there is the old KGB building. I did think, wow, this is something else.
Well, we'll play Shooting Star for our song for the Book of Rock and Roll this morning.